Amen, amen. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about asking in faith. Everybody say, ask in faith. You know, it's so very important that we ask in faith when we're dealing with God. Over in the book of James, it says here in James chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. I thank God for God's wisdom. You know, we need wisdom in every area of life, especially financially. We need wisdom in purchasing items. We need wisdom. We need wisdom in relationships. We need wisdom in every area of life. And so thank God that when God says, hey, he gives wisdom liberally, and he does. But he also says that you have to do it in faith. And you have to ask in faith. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upholds not, and it shall be given. But let him ask in faith. Everybody say, in faith. So you and I, if we're ever going to get anything from God, you have to ask in faith. This portion of scripture has to do with wisdom, but it also has to do with anything. Because if you keep on reading there, he says, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything. So he's talking about wisdom in one area, but then he's talking about anything in a later portion there. So when we're asking God, we've got to ask in faith for wisdom when we ask for wisdom. But if we ask for anything, we should always ask in faith. And so tonight we want to talk about asking in faith. And we have to ask in faith because faith is so very important. God, you can only please God by faith. And by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. And so faith is a very important, vital aspect of the Christian life. And you and I, if we're going to get any place with God and in life, we've got to do it in faith. And the Bible says, you ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So whenever we go to God, we've got to always ask in faith and know that we are in faith because we are asking according to his word. So the first one is when you ask in faith, you've got to hear God's word. You've got to continually hear God's word, either the written word or you're going to have the spoken word unto your spirits. I thank God for everybody. How many of you have ever had a spoken word to your spirit? Amen. That's a sweet word because that's God speaking unto you. It's a sweet word that he places into your spirit. And it's just like the word of God, so to speak, because that's the fresh direction that God is leading each one of us. So you've got to hear God's word. Hearing God's word is of vital importance. Abraham was a great man of God. Over in Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, it says, I have made you the father of many nations, before whom he believed, even God, which quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. Here Abraham and Sarah are old people. They are almost 100 years old, and you know, they're living in Ur of the Chaldeans, and their fathers worshipped the idols back then. But yet God says, I'm going to look out, and I'm going to find this man, Abraham, and I'm going to give him a promise. And he actually heard the promise. He said, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Him and Sarah laughed at it because they thought it was so funny that an old man and an old woman are going to have a baby. But here, you know, that promise did come to pass. It came to pass because Abraham, he operated in the God kind of faith. And through that reunion and through that child came the Israelite people. And then Jesus Christ came later on. So thank God that we have the ability to be able to be just like our forefather Abraham and ask in faith and act in faith. So when you ask in faith, you have to, number one, hear it. You have to hear God's word. It has to be a clear, crisp word. I heard it said many times, what do you want from God? Well, you got to find God's word in what his word says. Are you concerned about anything in life? You have to find God's word. When I wanted something from God, I found several scriptures and I quoted it to him and I said it over and over and over and over again, and I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't give up because that's God's promise to his people. He wants every single one of us to receive the promises of God. He doesn't want anybody not to receive the promises of God. That's why he gave the promises. And so he gave them to Abraham, and he says, hey, I'm going to make you a father of many nations. Abraham was confounded and said, how could this possibly be? He laughed, and actually Sarah laughed. But then later on, they got on with the program. And all of us at times, we could laugh at the promises of God. I heard great men of God and women of God say that if you can do it in your own strength, well, then really, you know, you're going to do it on your own strength. But if God speaks something to your spirit that's just totally impossible, you cannot do it on your own, you need help, well, then, hey, that's when God kicks in and starts to help us, because he's the one that wants us to do that. He wants us, he says, when you ask something as simple of wisdom or for anything in God, he says, you got to ask in faith. Nothing wavereth. He that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed. We see our Lake Superior here. We see the white caps once in a while. They're tossed here and there. And I've been on a boat once or twice on this big lake, and it is a dangerous lake. It's a very, the waves will push you around here, this way, that way, and they say that you can't have a small boat. You need a big boat when you're on Lake Superior. But it's the waves that toss you to and fro. And so they're saying here in James that don't be not believing God with faith. You're going to be tossed to and fro. One minute you're going to say, I believe God, it's possible. It's going to be possible. The next minute, I don't think it's possible. It's just too hard. One minute, I believe God's able. Amen. Financially, I believe God's able. He's putting this over. The next minute, I don't know how we're going to do it. It don't look good. The gas prices are up. And one minute you're feeling great, amen, when you haven't ate all day. I ate some cucumbers for my digestive system, and I feel great, amen. But I've also ate a lot of times and I felt sluggish, amen. So you got to, but you could feel good one minute. You're feeling great about everything. Your health is feeling great. And then the next minute, all of a sudden, you may have some symptoms. Some symptoms are coming. Well, you know, maybe God doesn't, he doesn't come through. No, he says, when you ask in faith, nothing wavering. Don't go to this side. Don't go to that side. Stay right on what God's word said. You know, I believe in healing because it is in the scriptures. Have I ever been sick? Plenty of times. Have you ever been out of it? Plenty of times. Have you ever thrown up? Plenty of times. But I still believe that my God is a healing Jesus, and I'm going to believe it. And it doesn't matter who lives and who dies. You know, sometimes they say, oh, he's a great person and he died. Well, that's I don't know about what went on there. What was he believing? Maybe he wanted to go home. Maybe he was just sick and tired. No, we don't want to be sick and we don't want to be tired, but we want to believe God's word and what his word says. Because his word says himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Well, then we can believe him and we could hold fast to that word. So when you ask in faith, number one, you got to hear God's word. Make sure you have God's word in every area of life, especially in if you're working at a job. You want to have God's word saying, hey, God, you want me in this place. You want me to be here. Because I got God's word. In a relationship, especially a husband and wife, you should have God's word concerning that relationship. Concerning your children, you're just doing your best to be able to believe God. You and your household shall be saved. Thank you, Lord God. You know, we can't sit and worry about what they're doing because I can't be with them 24/7. It's impossible. And so I did my best training them up, and now I got to leave them in the hands of the Lord. Amen. We just heard from our little Jenny. She gave a call and she says, "Yeah, some big bodybuilders came into the restaurant." And so I guess she's impressed by big muscles, I don't know. And so there's some big guys out there. You know, they work out. They take steroids maybe. I don't know. Maybe they just work out. They're eating healthy, getting their vitamins, and they're working out 8 hours a day. Amen. Amen. So what your children, you know, we did our best with them. And now it's up to the Lord. Well, I had to live too, and you had to live. How come you are the way you are? It's because the Lord got a hold of you. Amen. And the Lord got a hold of me. And so if he can get a hold of us, he can get a hold of our children. Amen. I ain't Almighty God by any way, shape, form, or fashion. Not even close. I'm just happy to be in the gang. Amen. I'm happy to be a child of the Lord. I'm in the family of God. Members together, one of another, born again, spirit-filled, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you're born again, you have the Spirit of God, so thank God for that. And I'm happy about it. So it says here that when you ask anything from our great God Almighty in the name of Jesus, you got to ask in faith. So Abraham, he had to hear. God also gave him a little bit of illustrations. He said, look at the stars. You see those stars at night? All those stars, that's how many descendants you're going to have. He would say, wow, I don't have any descendants right now. I don't even have any kids. Then he said he looked at the sand, all those speckles of sand. He said, all those sands, that's how many descendants you're going to have. Abraham and Sarah would have to say, wow, that's amazing. All that sand, and that's how many descendants I'm going to have. And they had to start with that one. And they finally did have that child, and his name was Isaac. That's right. He had his name is Isaac, and I believe Isaac means laughter. It was a big joke, amen? And so he was happy about that promise being fulfilled. But when you and I have to ask, we have to ask in faith. Number two, when you and I ask in faith, we have to believe it. We have to believe it. The same like Abraham, we have to believe it. For with the heart man believes, Romans 10:10, with the heart man believes. So when God gives you and I a promise, when you read the promise in the Word, you got to believe it. And you got to say, thank you, Lord, I hear that promise, and now I'm going to believe that promise. You want me dead free? Everybody say dead free. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you got to believe it, that God's supplying and providing all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You got to believe it. How about when the enemy comes by and he wants to distort your mind and make you think contrary to the word of God, to the will of God, to the plan of God? You got to say, no, I've got the mind of Christ. I can think clearly. I'm not going to think out of God's realm. Amen? I'm going to think clearly. God wants us overcomers in every single area of life. Amen? Isn't that exciting? Every single area of life. I mean it with every fiber of my being. None of this, we got to be down one day because things aren't that good. No, we're going to be up every day because Jesus is up. He says, in this world you will have tests, you will have trials, you will have temptations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome. He wants us to be of good cheer. No, of course, we feel pain for people that are suffering, that people are in ailments. We feel that. We feel that. But Jesus says you have to be of a different caliber. You have to put a smile on your face when you maybe don't want to smile. You got to say, thank you, Jesus. Through hell or hot water, high water, any kind of water, we're coming through. Amen? So we've got to ask in faith, nothing doubting. We have to hear it. We have to believe it. We have to believe God's word. Mark 11:24, it says, whatsoever you desire, when you pray, you believe it. You have to believe that you receive it even before you get it. That is a hard thing to do because all of the circumstances will say, you don't got it. 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 And brother, it reminds me of the story of Brother Hagen with that car. And he had four ball tires. You know, it must have been an old car, have four ball tires. And he would drive down the road at night because he was scared he was going to blow a tire. That's hard to believe for a multimillionaire with a ministry of hundreds of thousands of people. That's amazing, eh? But that's how he started out. And that one tire would talk to him. What you going to do now? 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 Then the next tire would kick in. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? And then the third one. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? And then the fourth one. A quartet. What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? And finally he just had to holler out, and I'm not gonna holler. I don't want to scare anybody. He says, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna believe that God's word is true. God's word is true, and I'm going to believe it. Amen? That he's the one that's supplying and providing all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. God is a provider. God is a supplier. That's what we're going to do. Amen? Too many people have been downtrodden and put under because of the enemy's lies and what he speaks to their mind. He tells them this, he tells them that. And of course, if it is true and there is things like that, well, it's God's still a good God, amen? He's still going to bring us through. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter how old we get. God's word's true. It never, ever, 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 ever will fail. And so when you ask in faith, you have to hear it. Number two, you have to ask in faith. You've got to believe it. You have to believe the word of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13, it says, we have in that same spirit of faith. I believe and therefore I've spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. What you speak is going to be coming out of your mouth of what you believe. What do you believe about it? Oh, well, let me tell you what I think about it. Let me tell you what I believe about it. I believe this and I believe that. But we want to believe God's word. We want to believe God's word about everything else, that God, you said it. Amen. Everybody say debt free. Amen. If it's if something tries to scare you, you go ahead and say it. Amen. Say, I'll live and not die. Amen. Say, I'll live long. I'll live strong. With long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. You're looking at a guy that's going to live long. You're looking at a guy that's going to live long. Amen. Me and Pastor Steve are in a competition to see who lives longer. I'm just kidding. He's got a new vehicle. I could bug him. Amen. We're going to live strong. Amen. We're going to live long. There's something about faith, amen, that just stands up. It's a cocky little guy, faith. He's ready to fight the giant. He's ready to take him down. The giant says, who's your God? You, God's not working for you. God this, God that. Let me tell you, God is on my side. Amen. He loves me. He died for me. I got the presence of God on the inside. He comes upon me. He hugs me. He loves me. Amen. Nobody's ever loved me, not even my wife. Thank God for her. I'll take some human feelings every now and then, but that is nothing compared to Almighty God. Amen. Everything about God is good. And his mercy endures for every good and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. Amen. No dullness in him, only bright lights. He is our Savior, our Lord, our Master, our friend, our soon coming King. And this is going to be wrapped up very soon. Amen. I don't want it to be wrapped up, huh? Because I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying, amen. I enjoyed that cucumber I ate today. I took that pickle out of there and I chewed on it. And I said, thank God my digestive system is good. I read it on TikTok, eat a cucumber and a pineapple. Amen. You got to hear it. You got to hear it. Then you got to believe it. You got to believe it. Next thing you know, I'm feeling good. Why? Because my stomach feels good. I got that cucumber and that pineapple just went right through. Feeling $100. Amen. So thank God, but we want to hear God on his word. So when you ask in faith, number one is you hear it. Number two, you believe it. Number three is you look not at the contradictory circumstances. Abraham and Sarah had to consider not their own body now dead when they were about 100 years old. They couldn't consider it. They couldn't consider that they're old. He is old and dried up. Her womb, I don't think, is the lights aren't on in there. But yet, through the power of God, the old people, again, they got together. Even in their old age. It didn't happen just like that. They had to be some things, eh? Abraham had to put some cologne on. He had to put his Stetson on. And Sarah, she had to wash her hair. She was looking like a mess. She had to wash up a bit. And next thing you know, they said, okay, guys, everybody out. Then they closed the curtains. And everybody plugged their ears. But they didn't look at those contrary circumstances. They didn't look at those circumstances saying it's impossible. They looked at the promise of God saying all things are possible because God, your word says it. You said it. You said, I'll be the father of many nations. That means that some way, somehow, Something's going to happen, amen, and I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have a child. When the devil says it's impossible, then it's possible, amen? When he comes around and says it's impossible, then you say, oh, well, that means it's possible because you are a liar and the father of lies. And when you said it's impossible, bless God, that means it's possible. Yippee! It's possible. Hallelujah, I'm a thrilling guy. I'm happy about that because you said it was impossible. You're a liar and the father of lies. You right from the very beginning, you were a murderer. I was always wondering how they said he was a murderer from the beginning. I didn't see him kill anybody. He didn't like take Eve and cut her throat in the garden. No, what he was he inspires people, and he inspired Cain. He said, look at that guy over there. That goody two shoes, he's going to church, he's giving his tithes, he's giving his money. And you gave yours, but they didn't acknowledge you. They just acknowledge him. He's a pinhead. That's some 80s and 70s terminology. It was really big back then. And he says, look at that guy. Who does he think he is? And Cain got a spirit of murder on him. And that's where it came from. It came from the devil. And that's why he was a murderer right from the very beginning. And he inspired him. And then you see later on, he inspires other people. So we don't want to be inspired by the devil. We want to be inspired by the Word of God. To be overcomers. To be able to come through in every circumstance and every situation. No matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, God's Word is true. I'm going to stand on God's Word. I'm going to believe God's Word. I'm going to love God's Word. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when there's nobody around, amen, you're by yourself at home, you lift up your voice and you say, thank you, Lord. Amen. You're for me, not against me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm blessed. Thank you, Lord, that you love me, you've forgiven me, you wash me clean in your blood. Anytime a thought comes from the way back there, you just have to say, you know, that's under the blood. It's washed clean. It's washed clean in the blood of Jesus, never to be coming up before my face, because I am the redeemed of the Lord. The Bible says there's all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So every single person, there is something in their life, from their past, that they could always creep back and try to haunt them. But no, we're not haunted by nothing in the past. I am the redeemed of the Lord right now. Today is a fresh day. Tomorrow is going to be a better day. So when you ask in faith, you don't look at those contradictory circumstances. Now, there's a good scripture I heard from F.F. Bosworth. If you ever read the book, Christ the Healer, you'll see that there in Jonah chapter 2 and verse 7 to 10. Now, Jonah was a bad boy. Jonah was a bad boy. The Lord said unto him, so this is the word of the Lord coming to Jonah. You know those guys? They got the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord says, go to Nineveh. Go to Nineveh. And did you know what he did? He didn't go to Nineveh. He went the exact opposite direction. He found a boat that was going the other way. And he said, boys, I'm paying for the fare. Take me out of here. I am not going to be listening to that voice that says, go to Nineveh and preach unto those people in Nineveh. I will not listen to them. Nope. And he got on his boat, and next thing you know, he had a sleep downstairs. Maybe there's some vegetables down there. Maybe some, who knows? He probably just was relaxing on his boat. And then all of a sudden, a massive storm comes and takes over the boat. All these guys on the sailors can't figure out what's going on. Finally find the guy sleeping downstairs. They woke him up, and he says, oh, it's the storm's because of me, because I'm disobedient to the Lord. That's why. And then they were more scared than ever. And he said, what should we do? Just throw me over. You know, he could think two ways, that Jonah. He could say, thank God my life's over. Amen. But, or he could think, you know, whatever. But anyways, he went in the water and a big fish swallowed him up. And this is the words of Jonah, Jonah chapter 2 and verse 7 to 10. It says, when my soul fainted within me. So he's in the whale. You know, there's a bunch of sludge everywhere and slime. He's in the whale. And then he says, oh, yeah, the Lord said, go to Nineveh. Oh, okay. And the Bible says here, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered. Oh, I love to remember the goodness of God in the land of the living. I love when God spoke to my heart. I love when God spoke to your heart. When the light came on, someone that's born again and alive unto God, that is a precious gift from Almighty God. There's some people, I remember praying with my dad, and I prayed 3 times with him. Come on, Dad, let's pray the sinner's prayer. Prayed with him, didn't notice anything. Prayed again, didn't notice anything. Prayed again, didn't notice anything. I said, and went my way. But he prayed. So in my heart, I could say, oh, yeah, he prayed the sinner's prayer. But later on, my mom said that, well, he was dying. He was basically reading the book of John. They went right through the book of John, and he acknowledged Jesus as the Savior. And so hopefully he made it in, just made it in. He's probably still by the gate. I don't know when he's going to get out of there. He's just by the gate. But then there's leaves you can sniff is for the healing of the nations. So he's probably sniffing leaves. Oh. And then he knows what we're doing spiritually. Nah, 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 nah. No, praise God. So anyways, Jonah, he said, my soul fainted within me when I remembered the Lord. My prayer came unto him in your holy temple. And then here's the words, guys. They that observe lying vanities. What kind of translation is that? I don't know. Oh, yeah, there it is. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Everybody likes mercy. But here this guy, Jonah, is in the belly of a whale, and he is saying, they that observe lying vanity. So what he's saying is that, I don't care, I'm in this whale, this is a horrible place, but I'm not going to observe these things. These are just lying vanities. I'm going to look to Almighty God, the creator of the universe. I'm going to look up past this whale. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. When they say, oh, it's hopeless. Oh, I can't go on. It's hopeless. It's hopeless. He didn't do that. The Bible says that he looked up into the glory for who forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Here, Jonah is a thankful individual, and he's in the midst of a pit of a Jonah of a whale. Isn't that amazing? That he's in the whale and he's thanking God. So he's saying, thank you, Lord, you know. Okay, you want me to go to Nineveh? Okay, I'll go to Nineveh. He's not forsaking his own mercy, the mercy that God wants to show him. He's not looking at the most impossible scenario possible, the most hopeless situation possible. He's not looking at it. He's looking to Almighty God. He says, I'm going to sacrifice a voice of praise and thanksgiving and the vow that I made unto you. I will pay that which I have vowed. I vow that I'll go to Nineveh and it's going to be okay. And I'm going to forsake all these lying vanities all around me. I don't care that I'm in the whale's belly. Isn't that amazing? And the Bible says that salvation is of the Lord, he said, and the Lord spake to the fish and vomited Jonah out on dry land. Then he just went his way. But he didn't look at those vain things. That is an amazing man of faith to say, you know, even in this midst of this horrible, dreadful, pathetic situation, I'm looking to you. I'm looking to you. I'm looking to you, and I'm thanking you. And any vow I made, don't make too many vows, but anyways, the vow I made unto you, I'll go do it. Amen. I'll do whatever you desire. And I don't care what it looks like. I don't care how I feel. And did you know what? He came right through. Hallelujah. So, and Abraham was the same way. Don't look at those contradictory circumstances. The Bible says he considered not his own body now dead, being about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded what God you promised, you're well able to perform. He's able to do it. So Romans 4:18 says, who against hope? It was hopeless for Abraham, but he believed in hope that he might be the father of many nations. As according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. So when we ask in faith, like James says, whatever you ask for wisdom, let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. He that wavers is like the wave of the sea, tossed to and fro. Don't let that man think that you will receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So when you pray, when you believe God, you can't go from one way to the other saying, yes, he's good, no, he's good. Yes, he's good, oh, no, he's good. Or yes, he's for me, all of a sudden I think he's against me. No, he's always for you. Stay on the path of the Word of God. Stay on the path of what God's Word says. Don't look at those contrary circumstances. So when you ask in faith, you hear it. Number two, you believe it. Number three, you don't look at those contrary circumstances of whatever they may look like. And number four, you give glory to God. You say, thank you, Father. I give you glory. I give you praise. Amen. Can you say glory to God? Amen. That's simple. Anybody could do that. Say, glory to God. Thank you, Father. I thank you for this promise that you promised me. I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. If it's for health and healing, you say, thank you, Lord, that himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Thank you, Lord, that the mighty healing virtue of God flows right through my body. Yes, there may be symptoms. Yes, there's trials. But I thank you, Father, that you are the God that made the human body. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if there's something I could do, instead of eating five chocolate bars, I'm just going to eat two. Amen. And instead of eating all those sardines, I'm just going to have, I'm still going to eat sardines. I'm going to eat less white bread, amen? I'm going to have one slice only, instead of putting one slice on the bottom and the top. Anyways, amen, we'll do what we can. So if you're physically ailed, then we're holding fast to God's word. We're going to say, thank you, Lord God, that you are the healers. Himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Amen. We're going to hear God's word. We're going to believe God's word. We're not going to look at those contrary circumstances, how you feel in the morning when you creak and you get up and all these other things. And there's even more now than ever. Even the young people are creaking nowadays. When I was young, man, I was able to work. You're full of baloney. But So anyways, so you're going to give God glory. You're going to give God praise. The story of the man with the old style of scales. One scale on this side, one scale on that side. This person had a vision and they were having problems, and this one scale of all the asking of God was right down. The scale was right down. Every asking possible, he was there. Ask, ask, ask. Ask, ask, ask. And the other side was the praise or the thanksgiving. It's way up in the air. And what was said unto them, individual, I believe it was a woman, when you get that praise down and it evens out, hallelujah, the manifestation is in full bloom. Amen. That means you got to give God some thanks. He just can't say, oh, Lord, I need this. Oh, Lord, I need that. Oh, Lord, I need this. Let's take it down to earth and do it with our kids. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. Oh, I need that. Oh, I need this. Ah, shut up. That's too rough, eh? But anyways, and the same thing with God. Amen? Thank you, Lord God. Amen. We look to you. And we praise you and we thank you. Hallelujah. I'm not being mean to children. I love my kids. I would do anything possible for them. But there's only so much I could do. And my I'm tapped out right now. No. Come on, Kelsey. I was only had one kid in the place. Give me a smile. You know I don't mean it. I'll give you anything you want. So anyways, back to that scale. So all the asking was over here, and none of the praises. We need the praises and the thanksgiving, and then it evens out. Amen? So thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm the blessed. Thank you, Lord, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Thank you, Father, that I'm blessed going in and blessed going out. Thank you, Father, that you're with me. You're not against me. Thank you, Father, that you love me. Thank you, Father, I make good choices, good decisions. Thank you, Father, for those open doors. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know, one person said that they talked to God, and he said, I just want to come to the throne, and I just want to talk to you, and I just want to thank you how good you are. And he says, oh, son, you don't know how thankful I am. That you came. You didn't come to ask for anything. We just came to hang around and say, praise you, Father, that you're a big God. Oh, praise you, Father, that you're a good God. Thank you, Father, that you're wonderful. Thank you that you're marvelous. Amen. Thank you. He's got a big brain. Amen. If there is such a thing as a big spiritual brain, he's got the biggest one. Amen. He knows all that's going on in the whole universe, and yet he cares for you. I looked it up in my dictionary. There is 8.1 billion people on the earth right now. And so 8.1 billion people, and he knows everyone by name. And he knows every hair on their head. And he's going to give me some extra ones. And he knows every single person. Amen? That's our Father. That's a loving Heavenly Father. And he died for us. And he shed his blood for us. So you got to give God glory. Romans 4, 7, 9 to 21. And being not weak in faith. So if you want to be weak in faith, you got to consider all the problems. You got to consider all the lack. You got to consider all the spiritual attack. You got to consider this. You got to consider that. Saying, oh, this is impossible. Ah, this is impossible. Oh, this is impossible. No, you know, you got to humble yourself as a little child and say, with God, all things are possible. I'm looking to you. Amen. I'm not looking to Billy Joe Jean. I'm looking to you. I'm looking to you, Lord, because you are the one that's in control of my life, helping me, guiding me, directing me, showing me things to come. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God. The promise of God was, I have made thee a father of many nations. He didn't stagger at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded. That means fully persuaded that you are well able to put us over in every area of life and living. He's promised that he's well able to perform. And when we give God the praise, when we give him the glory, bless God, we get exactly what we got coming to us. Amen. Let's all stand.